Tzadik Aralui, Tzadik Atoivlo. The difference between Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat Peh is manifested in Moshe Rabbeinu, Rabbi Akiva. This is also the two Kufas, the Abayim Shnat, the 2,000 years of Torah, the 2,000 years of Ikhlas Mashiach. Very, very important sugyas. A lot of stuff going on here. We're trying to extract one yesod in order to understand. Let's remember why we're doing this. It's an hard subject just to learn on its own, but that's not why we're here. We saw two different mahalchim in Betochen. Those two different mahalchim in Betochen raised the following question. The first shit that we saw is that anybody who's a Baal Betochen, whatever that means, he has enough Betochen, he'll get whatever he wants. And the other one is what we call Rashi Shitta, is Tomti Hashem Lakecho, not that you get whatever you want, but whatever happens, you makabel ba'avah, because you know where it's coming from. You know that this is the best thing for you, even though you don't fully understand it, but you makabel it because it's from Hashem. The sub nasev nishma. So we asked, if that's the case, what do you need the first level of betochen for? Who needs the first level? No one's ever going to use it. Ma'amazek kashut to us. What we need it for? It's obvious that everybody would take the second one, even though it may be more difficult. Because who's going to take a chrayas? We don't know what's good for us. We don't know what we want. Same as why you go to a doctor. Same as why you have an accountant. You have a lawyer. You have a because you don't know everything. So you consult with people who know more than you. So who knows more what's best for us? And of course, I don't know what's good for me. I have such a limited perspective on the cosmic realities of my existence. I don't know what's good for me. So why would I take responsibility for my? Sorry, I just want to. A lot of background noise here. Sorry about that. I apologize for. Muting. So why would you take responsibility? Let Hashem, who's the professional, he knows what's going on, let him take care of it. It might always be convenient, it might always be comfortable, it might always be pleasant, but we understand Hashem loves us, and if there was a better, easier, nicer, more painless way to do it, he would have done it. Yeah? But this obviously is the best thing. We're makabalit. That's a theory. I'm not saying this is avoid a cull. This is a lot of hard work. So what do you need the first one for? So that's why we got involved in the sugya of Tzadik HaTorah, Tzadik HaRalu. We'll see what the yesodia is. A very, very moedika understanding here. So we started yesterday talking about Moshe Rabbeinu's meeting with Rabbi Akiva when he went up to Shemayim. So he met HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who showed him Kolat Doiris, and then he showed him Rabbi Akiva. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu writing all these little crowns on the, these kotzim, these little crowns on the letters of the Sefer Torah? So he said there's going to be coming a man, his name's Akiva ben Yosef, and he's going to, from these kotzim, he's going to darshan out mountain loads of halachas. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, please will you show him to me? Please will you show him to me? So Amandav Kuf Ayin in the paragraph starting Tariq Ralo Bebechinah Betoy Shabal Peh, the Torah Shal Rabbi Akiva. So we saw in Torah Shabbat Ksav, it's very clearly delineated. If you do what you're supposed to do, you'll have rain in your time. If you don't do what you're going to do, you're going to be hounded, you're going to be tortured. If you do what you do, everything will just be fine. Very clear Schav Oinesh Tariq Betoy Lo Rosh Ralo. And yet you see Torah Shabal Peh, not like that. So let's go a bit weiter. Okay, we'll start from the beginning here. The first paragraph there. Chazal magarim la beruach kodshom dvorim mikshoyno shel oilom. Chazal with the ruach kodesh revealed to us something that happened mamash in the beginnings of the world. Amar Rabbi Yehuda amar Rav. B'shal shalom ha'yishol amorah, monza kodesh boch yeshe v'kodesh v'torim loises, like we said. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he saw Kosh Baruch Hu busy decorating the oisios with crowns. He said to him, Rabbeinu Shalala, mi ma'akev al yadchem, what do you need this for? He said, no, there's Yosef, Kivim Yosef is going to come and he's going to, literally, shall call koitz v'koitz, tili tilin shel alochas. On each one of these little crowns, he's going to be able to extract many, many alochas. As Amal Fonash, when is reality? So Moshe wants to see this guy. Who's this Akiva ben Yosef that's going to, from these little kids, he's going to make a whole bunch of Torah? He said, please show him to me. Amalo chozela achorecho. He tells him, go back, when we go back. Okay, we'll see. Holoch v'yeshu v'sof shmonei shoyres. He went and sat at the back of the eighth row. V'lo ha'ye yodeya ma'ahein oimri. Moshe Rabbeinu went to him, he was giving shiur. was busy dashing out the halachos, like Hashem said. He told Moshe, you got to sit in the back row, you got to sit in the eighth row. That's the way it worked in the yeshivas. The more you understood, the more you came forward, you got promoted. The weaker guy sat in the back. That's the way the Beis Midrash was set up. And Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting there, and he's listening to Rebbe Akiva giving shiur, and he feels sometimes like we feel when you go to a shiur, you sometimes sit there and you haven't got a clue what's going on. My mom's the last book in another language. Tasha's koichot. So at Chelisha Sadar, she was mamash, Moshe Rabbeinu was devastated. Kivin shegir ledover echad. So he's sitting there, and his mamash, you can imagine, he's sitting in the shiur, and he doesn't know what's flying. So they got to a certain subject. Amar lo talmid of Rebbe minayin lecho. So they asked Rebbe Akiva, the talmid, said, where did you get this from? Where did you learn this thing that you're teaching us from? Amar elam alocha la Moshe misinai. This I got from Moshe Rabbeinu. He's yash v'daito. And so Moshe Rabbeinu was relieved. He was satisfied. Now he was fine. So you understand? I mean, the Gemara will see. We're going to take it apart. This Gemara needs understanding. This is not poshut. Well, let's see. Patience. Chazav Moshe in that Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Moshe Rabbeinu went back to Kodesh Baruch Hu and he said, "Amad afanu v'ni shalolim yesh lecha adam kazev atanos imperial yada." You've got a guy like Rabbi Akiva and you're going to give the Torah to me? Through me? What do you need me for? Amalo, shtok. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, keep quiet. Kach ole b'machshav el lafana. That's an answer. Keep quiet. That's what came into my mind. That's what the kach ole b'machshav el lafana. That's what came into my head. He doesn't explain to you why, where, what's the... No, just... You keep quiet because that's what I thought to do. Bazel Digmar. I'm on the front of Renishlaram. I raised in it Torah, so you showed me his Torah, Harani Scholar. Please will you show me the reward of this Akiva ben Yosef? I'm on the Chozol Acharecho. Chozol Acharecho. Again, that Loshon Chozol Acharecho, go back. Chozol Acharov, Rosh is Shaitin Besor of the Makayim. So he showed him Rebbe Akiva's reward. What's his reward? There they are, the Romans, busy stripping the flesh off his body with coat, iron coat. All in a fun of Rabbeinu Shalom, Zu Toiv, Zu Schorei, famous words of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's his Torah, that's his reward. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't get it. He will only do. Amalei Shtok, again. Kach Olav Machshav Lefonei. Yeah, that's what I felt like doing. That's the notion. That's kind of what I felt like doing. It was like chas v'chalila, I mean, but that's the word that came across. It was like a worm. Yeah, like that's what I decided to do. I put it on something else, but I did this. You keep quiet. What's the shtok? What's kach v'chalila fana? It's a Gemara in Menachos, daf chav tes on the base. So let's try and understand what's going on here. Obviously, we're not going to get to the bottom of this Gemara, but let's try and understand what we can understand for the purposes we need, and you'll see a wonderful, wonderful rayon. Remember, we're dealing with Moshe Rabbeinu being an epitome of Tzadik v'Toivlo. Rabbi Akiva is the epitome of Tzadik v'Ra'alo, and Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't really understand. Torah Psik Sav doesn't really get Tzadik v'Ra'alo. Let's understand. Moshe Rabbeinu showed.
I have a question. Just for, I don't understand, the reward, it's in principle, it's in the Olam Haba, it's not in this world. That means the true reward is not here, so why we spoke?
Excellent question, good question. Why did he show him that wasn't his reward? Yeah. That wasn't Rebbe Kivu's reward. Excellent question. Yeah, Rebbe Kivu's reward is in Olam Haba. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know what's Yischa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't show him Yischa, he showed him Haidad in the end, in this world. Mazik Kashut Yischa. Excellent question. Okay. I don't know if we'll get an answer for that, but the question's a good question. We need to, Let's see. I don't know if he addresses that here. We may have to go to the Gemara there and see what they are. Good? Okay. Very good. Excellent question. You see, you've been learning too much Gemara, I see. You're starting to think like a Gemara cook. Excellent question. You asked him to see Yischar. That's not Yischar. That's Yisurim in Olam Hazeh, which Menachas you, so you can get your Yischar in Olam Haba. Good, excellent question. Oh, well, Moshe Rabbeinu Shoyl, Zu Torah, Zu Schorei. As a Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Chayra, Einu Meshiv Lo. Did Hashem answer him? Well, besides the question that you just asked, I've had it, but let's say it is a question, fine. But did you answer him? What was the answer? Atam L'Kachi, V'Bechina Sa Torah Shebiksav, Ein Tshuva L'Kach. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't answer Moshe Rabbeinu, because in Moshe Rabbeinu's world, the Torah should be Ksav. It doesn't mean, somebody asked me yesterday, it doesn't mean Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have Torah Shabbat Peh. It doesn't mean that Rabbi Akiva never learned Chumash. We're talking about what their essence was, what their Ikka thing that they would be within the world, what they represented, or partly what they were. Same as Avram Avinu was the pill of Chesed. It doesn't mean that Yitzhak didn't have Chesed. It didn't mean that Avram wasn't a Ben Avoida. It wasn't because Yaakov had Torah that Avram didn't have Torah. Everything's included in everything. We've said this many times. The question is, which light's shining brighter in your particular Mahus? So that's how we talk with Divrei Loshon Ben Adam. So in the world of Torah Shivik Sav, there's no answer to this question. Because what are you going to say in Torah Shivik Sav? If you do the Ratzon Hashem, you do what you're supposed to do, with all the Mesiras Nefesh of Rabbi Akiva, there's no room there for scraping the skin off his body. End of opposite. There's no way to explain it. But no Yisrael Lekach, Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshiv Yishivosel Shivik Kiva, Veinu Meivin Es Dvorov. Also, we have to understand, Moshe Rabbeinu was learning, Rabbi Akiva was giving a Shiv Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand it. It was a lochol Moshe Misina. So what do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand Rabbi Akiva teaching a lochol Moshe Misina? That's mamash bizarre. Rabbi Akiva Dorish, I'll call kites for kites, tili tilin shalalochas, a kitesim hololu mesamelin es hakaei v'yosurim. The lotion that he uses for the adornments that Hashem put on the letters on the Sefer Torah for Rabbi Akiva to come and be dash, and the lotion uses kites. Doesn't say ktorim, doesn't say crowns. It says kites. A kites is a thorn. So that represents the suffering and the pain. It's called the kiritz akoitz sha'ovru of like doyrish Rabbi Akiva dora churban. That represents all the yisurim and the suffering that Rabbi Akiva's generation, the generation of the churban beis hamikdash, that represents all that yisurim. V'le Moshe Rabbeinu eini mevin es torosa. Moshe Rabbeinu can't understand that Torah. Ki Torah kazu ein betorosa al Moshe. V'lechem tashis koichay. That Torah doesn't exist in Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. In Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, there is no Chovan Beis Hamikdash. In Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, there isn't a matzev where you're doing everything Hashem wants and you're being sent off to Auschwitz. End of Akkazeh, Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah Shavik Sav. You don't find it in Torah Shavik Sav. Ulechain Tashis Koycha, he was completely, he was older. Ulamid, Keshishoyet, Zulain Lecho, Meatashoyet, Esakoyach, Smoich, Yisurin, Ulekashet, Oysam, Betilim, Tilim Shalachos. His Salamidim asked him, where do you get the Koyach? After what you've been through, with all the yisurim, everything you're going through, where do you get the koyach to, through all the suffering, to dash and still learn Torah and bring new Torah and be mechadish Torah into the world? You know where I got it from? What do you mean? What does that mean? It was any taisha taisha Moshe. So Moshe understood, Rabbi Akiva can only do what he did because of what I did. So what does that mean? Let's try and understand. Moshe Rabbeinu Amna Meinu Mevin is Torosos Rabbi Akiva. Achinami, Moshe can't understand Rabbi Akiva's Torah, whatever that means. Ulam Rabbi Akiva Ubnei Dorosh She'ovim Es Koicha Mitoros Moshe. But the generation of Rabbi Akiva got the koyach to do what they needed to do in their generation that they got back from Moshe Rabbeinu. V'lo Toros Moshe Lo Ayum Etzlichim Lamed B'Nisoynes Akashim She'ovim Enas Chelpom. Without what came before, without Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah, without the Zechirus Yetzirah Mitzrayim, without all the Nisim and the Niflos and the Kriyas Yam Suf and everything that Moshe Rabbeinu brought into the world, they wouldn't have had the Koyach. I'm nervous to use the word, but I'm going to say it anyway. Don't be medayik me on this. They never wouldn't have had the Imuna. They wouldn't have had the Imuna to do what they needed to do. They wouldn't have had the Imuna to do that. From Avram Avinu all the way to the Churban, umikoyach zeh hem yodi ki yesh lem b'shemayim avrachaman oev otam ve'ev shli smoichu la'ashen alav legamre. Imuna is the right word. It was only because of what happened before with the Kodesh Baruch Hu was megaleh them himself to the cloud, and he showed them tarif v'toiv lo, and he gave them and he did miracles all the way from Avram Avinu all the way down Shmos Torah all the way down to just before the Churban. Klal Yisrael had a knowledge bank which showed exactly what Kodesh Baruch Hu was and how he dealt with Klal Yisrael. Now things start getting bad. Now the Chosen starts wanting to check out whether the color really is going to be faithful when things are not so good. So where do you get the koyach to withstand that misoyin from? From what came before. Leches acharov b'tmimus ulekabel es kol habo aleim v'menu b'simchu b'zeh nachad aitor shal Moshe. That Moshe was satisfied because now he understood. If it wasn't for the Tzadik V'Toiv law that we developed, then the Tzadik V'Ra law, which is an essential part of Klal Yisrael's development, wouldn't be shaykh. Now we can apply this to, that's a Gevaldika Yisod, an unbelievable Yisod. Moshe Rabbeinu Tzadik V'Toiv seems to have no shaykh as to Rabbi Akiva. And he can't even understand what Rabbi Akiva is talking about, because Moshe Rabbeinu can't understand the world of Tzadik V'Ra law. And yet, where is Rabbi Akiva getting his koyach to go through the Tzadik V'Ra from? The Ra law from? That he gets from Moshe Rabbeinu. That he gets from the Tzadik V'Toiv law. Ma'idika inside. It fits with another sugya we spoke about a while ago, Emes Ve'imuna. Moshe Rabbeinu is Emes. We saw that was Avraham Avinu's koyach as well, whereas Yaakov was Sizi Muna. The going through the dark, cloudy, doubtful world and moments, but fully entrenched in the knowledge of when the lights were shining. The Rambam's marshal, when you walk in a dark, stormy night, and you don't know where you're going, and it's all dark, and you're tripping, and you're bumping, and suddenly there's a flash of lightning. And now you see in front of you the path you have to walk. So now you have knowledge. That's MS. You're standing in the world where you know for sure, there's no doubts now. And then the lights go off again, and now you're blundering through the dark again, pushing through the dark clouds, trying to push the doubts away, trying to get clear. But you're going forward on the path based on the knowledge you have. That's called Imunah. You're being faithful to what you know. Imunah is not blind faith. You just believe because you believe. No. Imunah means you're going forward in the darkness, but you're doing that on the basis of what you knew when the lights were on. So that's Rabbi Akiva's sho'eving to go through the dark world because he had the light that he got from Moshe Rabbeinu. In your own personal life, you'll see that as well. Sometimes you have a moedik siyata dishmaya in a certain area, or whatever, and after that things are tough and you're struggling, whatever. Then you remember, you look back and you say, oh wait, one second, yeshom milismoich. I have to rely on, and you draw from your past experiences to get through this experience. It's MS Vemuna. We spoke about it here, didn't we? That's the difference between Rabbi Akiva, who's Koma da Avid Rachmona le Tovavid, and Nachamish Gamzu says Gamzu le Toiva. Nachamish Gamzu's Gamzu le Toiva is he doesn't see the bad at all. He just sees the good. There is no bad here. It can be the worst possible scenario, but he sees just good. Rabbi Akiva sees bad, but he knows that it's ultimately for the good. The lion eats his donkey or whatever, and he's got nowhere to sleep, and he has to sleep in the forest. And he says, whatever Hashem does is for the good. It means right now this is terrible, this is not a nice thing, but I'll survive it because I know that if it's from Hashem, it's for the good. So he's pushing the clouds away, the darkness, the doubts, using his imunah, because he knows this must be for the good. He's shoeving from the Tzadik V'Toiv of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nachamish Gamzu L'Toiva is not saying what Rabbi Akiva is saying. There are only two Tanaim to teach the same thing. He's saying a much higher darga. Rabbi Tesla mentions this. He's holding on a much higher darga. He's holding on a level where he doesn't even see the darkness. He doesn't see the clouds. He just sees the good now. Everybody else is looking and it seems terrible. Nachum is going to say terrible suffering. He doesn't see the suffering. He doesn't see anything better. Kol tov. Gam zu l'tov. This is also good. And he's not pushing clouds away and doubts away. He's living in the light. So that's Tita Nemes Yaakov. Okay, that's the whole... I'm not going to go into that now. That's the interface between Yaakov Avinu and the Shvatim, where Yaakov Avinu wants to tell them about the end of days, and he wants to give them all the clarity that he had, and he can't, because they need to live in a world of doubt, but he's living in the world of Emes. He said Emes, let's spoke about this once, I've got a whole session on this once before now. Okay. Oma Ma'ata, Shishitzes Abatochen, let's put this back into what we're talking about. Why do you have this Shishitzes Abatochen, which is out of our grasp? It's out of our reach, Lamaisa, so what do you have it for? Omar Tashita Batachan Rishona shall be Adam Matach Hiske le Milu Mashalis Liboy. Batachan Zuhu Kli Umachshir the Chaneches Adam Liftoch Bashem. This is a Batachan which is a training ground. This is a Kli and a Machshir. It's a vessel, it's a machine that trains you to have Batachan in Hashem. After you've had this chinuch, now we can put you on a higher level. Now we put you through 2,000 years of galus, of suffering, of inquisitions, of Auschwitzes, of tachvetats, of who knows what pogroms and suffering crusaders, the whole nine yards, and you can deal with that besimcha. ki yodayu shashem hu avinu avarachaman amarachamalo. Because we know where it's coming from. We had the knowledge, we had the MS, and now we can go through the Emunah. That's the vort. You can't plunge into Rashi's level without first having the Chovavavus' level. That's why we learn Chovavavus. You'll tell me, what are you learning Chovavavus? Somebody asked me this other day, why are you learning Chovavavus? We just learned. So is that not kosher leinu? We are, why are we learning Rashi's Sefer on the Tochen? Why are you learning Chovavavus? Why is that the starting place on learn B'tochen? Because that's the starting place. You want to learn B'tochen, you have to learn Chovavavus. Because you have to understand what B'tochen is and how it works. And then you get promoted. Then you get promoted to a higher level. Okay, a lot of complexity, a lot of questions, a lot of discussions. If there's any questions now, let's deal with them. Otherwise, we'll go a bit forward. But that's a more good idea. You have that yisod. That's a gavaldiki yisod. The whole chinuch in Yitzias Mitzrayim, whatever. It's not just remember what happened in Mitzrayim. No, in order to go through the darkness now, in order to go through the Yisurim now, you have to be plugged into understanding that this is the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who made the coronavirus, the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu who split the sea and took us out of Mitzrayim and gave us the Torah and fed us man and Ben Miriam. So poor HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the poor Ava, with the same goal, with the same love and caring for his children, exactly the same. So we don't always grasp, we don't always see it. Those are dark, those are not saying I even see it. But that's what he's saying here. That's what he seems to be saying. So, okay, this is hard work. This is not. This doesn't happen just because you decide you're going to be like Rabbi Akiva now. So now you're Rabbi Akiva. This takes a lot of hard work. The Seder. Okay, so we go weiter. Kuf ein Aleph at the bottom of the page. Dvarim shelo niglu l'moshu niglu l'Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov. Chamishim sharei bina nivru bo'elok. Whatever that means, there's 50 gates of Bina, Bina understanding. Kulam niklu Moshe chose echad. They were all given to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu attained all the levels except for one. That means he got to 49. Bisrosu ma'at me'elokim. A little bit lacking in his, yeah. Vaspekari ha'meira she'al dagosu shel Moshe yimshel alagot et shara chamishim. Even with Moshe Rabbeinu's clear vision, that he saw Hashem without any filter systems, he was able to look at that bright light without any filtering. If you want to look at the sun, you have to use special dark glasses, you have to use filter systems. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any filterings, whatever that means. But even there, you can't see the 50th level. Moshe Rabbeinu was unable to get to whatever the 50th level is. Shama kol mehir tzihir v'behir. There everything is 100% clear. There it's like total clarity. Asafik shema'ir yinen tzarik v'ra lo, v'rosha v'toiv lo, elu sholet sham. This safek, the doubt, the lack of understanding of what's this tzarik v'ra lo, rosha v'toiv lo, doesn't exist there. Shama kol mehir tzihir hamitgale dafke derech masach. דafka מתוח חשיחס היסורים שעבר רבי עקיבא נזגלו לו שהנון. זה שני מהדברים שלא נגלו לו מויש, נגלו רבי עקיבא חברוב. This is a midrash in Bamidbar Rabba. What the midrash is saying, I'm not sure I understand what he's saying, is that שער החמישים, with the lack of understanding of צדיק ורע לו, ראש ותויב לו, doesn't exist that suffering. Moshe Rabbeinu existed where he couldn't understand that. He couldn't understand Tzadik B'Toyro Rosh HaVaralo. Now Shain Ken, Rabbi Akiva and his Chaverov, his Chabura, they went through, lived with it, they for sure understood it. The Midrash seems to be saying that Rabbi Akiva got to Nun Share Bina. What is Nun Share Bina? Where there's no doubts anymore about Tzadik V'Ralo. Total clarity in the world of MS. That means you go through the darkness, and you come out on the other end in a new world of Emes, which is even higher than the level of Emes that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to attain. That's what the Midrash seems to be saying. Whatever this means. It's coming to deal with what's that Loshen how Moshe Rabbeinu asks a Kodesh Baruch Hu question. Hashem says, go back. Why did the Gemara use those words? The Gemara doesn't waste words. Who cares where Moshe Rabbeinu said to you? The Shia. He had the $50 seats, he had the $300 seats, he sat in the front, he sat in the back, he stood, who cares, he stood on his head. was the Gemara telling me? You have to go sit in the eighth row back. Chazal acharech hamazir. The Hainu shebedaga habehira shatamim tzuvo hu bebechinas aspekale meira vebechinas tori shebiksav shidvar Hashem agilu liinian kol. In your daga, Moshe Rabbeinu, where you're sitting with us, Beklali Meira, where you are in the Bechina of Torah Shebiksav, where the word of Hashem is Megale and exposed to everything, is revealed, sorry, to everything, Ein Musak Shal Tzadik V'Ra'lo. In that world, there is no Tzadik V'Ra'lo. Tzadik V'Ra'lo, Bechina's Torah Shebal Peh. If you want to understand Tzadik V'Ra'lo, you have to go into Torah Shebal Peh. Ha-Bechina Habo Mitzad Mikablei HaTorah. That's something that comes about from the Mikablei HaTorah. What is Torah Shebal Peh? It's the avoider that we put in. Torah Shebal Peh Hashem gave us. Torah Shebal Peh, we kind of give back to Hashem. You're the Mikablei HaTorah. Those are the adornments, the crowns, the adornments, the crowns that Hashem's precious children add into the Torah. Why are these crowns on top of the letters? Why don't we just put in more letters? No, because it's not from the goof of the letter. The goof of the letter represents the Torah. These are adornments. These are things that we put on top to beautify the Torah. We don't change the Torah. The Torah stays the same. You can't fiddle with Torah Shebiksav. But you can adorn it. You can make it more beautiful. You can make it more alive. You can make it more relevant. Eilan Oisus Tagim Katarim, those are the Katarim, the Kotzim that Hashem was putting on. Shakodesh Boch Rishim, a Kodesh Laisus Shotor, Hashem was busy adorning the Torah, and it's Aleyan Mamakosh Boch, Adamechad, Yeshakimi, Ben Yosef Shmo, Shosif Lidra shall call Koitz for Koitz, Tili Tilim Shal Alochas. Rabbi Kiva is going to come along, he'll know what to do with those adornments. Rabbi Kiva, who are Rav Shotor Sagolus. Rabbi Kiva is the Rav of Torah of Golus. Shotoya Yisurim the Kabbalosim Ba'ava Eluheim Akishutim Shotoya. The Yisurim and the continual Torah, the Ava Yisurim, the loving Yisurim, that's the Kishutim, that's the adornments of the Torah. And that's what the Tzadik V'Ra'lo brings into the world that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't bring into the world. It's also an aspect, I referred you to Rav Tetz's book, this comes out much clearer there, the Musag of Chochem Odef Minavi. We say Chochem Odef Minavi. What changed by the Churban? What changed by the Churban is one of the changes, we went from Nevuah to Talmud. Nevuah came to an end around about the time that the Talmud started. So moving out of Torah Shebiksav, the Bible, the Tanakh is being sealed, and the world of Torah Shebal Peh is being opened. We say Chochem Odef Minavi. As Chochem Odef Minavi. Because the Navi has the Torah that he got. It's not his Torah, he gets given Torah from Hashem. The Navi gets given clarity from Hashem. Avadi has to work to become a Navi, but once he becomes a Navi, there's no more for him to build. It's not his Torah, it's Torah Hashem. Masha'en Kain, Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebal Peh is who? It's the Chochem. He has to go and he has to build and develop and create the Torah for himself. It's a Moedic idea. And he learns Torah, and that's called Torah. He's making Chidushim, and that's even he's my incorrect pshat. That's called Torah. You don't have that in Torah Shebal Peh, in Torah Shebiksav. It's only Torah Shebal Peh. The Maridika idea. He's building it. That's why he's Odif, because it's his Torah. He's building the Torah. He's extracting the Torah from his own koiches. That's Rabbi Akiva. He takes the Torah Shebiksav, the adornments of it, and he makes all the halachas out of it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know how to do that. Unbelievable idea. So that's the interface, that's Talmud, that's moving into the world of Chochem Odef Minavi. It's another aspect of this idea of the ancient Knesset Gedola, what they gave us. They set us up and prepared us for a new world of Chochem as Nevuah was ending. That's why in the ancient Knesset Gedola was made up of Nevi'im and Tanoim. It was a mixture. It wasn't just Nevi'im, it just wasn't Tanoim. It was the interface where you need both. We were moving out of Nevuah and into a world where there's no more Nevuah anymore. We have something bigger. We have something greater. It's called Chochmah. Okay, there's much to talk about there. Fine. Okay, let's just finish the paragraph here. No, there's too much to do. All right, we'll stop here. We'll carry on this tomorrow. Plenty what to think about. This is very, very very important stuff. This fits in, by the way, if you remember, we've spoken very often about phase 1, 2, and 3. Phase 1, where you get inspired, then it gets taken away and you have to build it, and then you get back to where you were in phase 1, but you did it yourself. Do you remember we spoke about this very often? That's exactly the same thing here. You see that pattern working here as well. It's amazing. I told you, it'll be everywhere. Wherever you go, you'll see that pattern. So yeah, you have it as well. That's phase 1. The goal is the 2,000 years we're in now, that's phase 2. That's where the light gets switched off and you've got to now go build it yourself. Phase 3 will be a Masa Mashiach and Chesa Meisim and Olam Abba, where you'll have what you've earned through the 2,000 years of goals. Okay, good. That's enough, I think, for one day.
Well, just to make further a little bit on the understanding.